W. Pauli is now my assistant. He is amazingly intelligent and very able, Born wrote to Einstein. Soon he discovered that the hired help had his own way of doing things. Pauli might have been brilliant, but he put in long hours of hard thinking as he continued his practice of working into the middle of the night and sleeping late. Whenever Born was unable to give his 11 o'clock lecture, the only way he could ensure Pauli would be there to teach in his place was by sending the maid to wake him up at 10:30 a.m. It was clear from the beginning that Pauli was an assistant in name only. Born admitted later that he learnt more from Pauli, despite his bohemian ways and poor timekeeping, than he was able to teach the infant prodigy. He was sad to see him go when in April 1922 Pauli left to become an assistant at Hamburg University. Swapping the quiet life of the small university town that he could hardly bear for the bustling nightlife of the big city was not the only reason he left so quickly. Pauli trusted his sense of physical intuition in pursuit of a logically flawless argument when tackling any physics problem. Born, however, turned much more readily to mathematics and allowed it to lead his search for a solution. 2 months later, in June 1922, Pauli was back in Göttingen to hear Bohr's celebrated lecture series and met the great Dane for the first time. Impressed, Bohr asked Pauli if he would come to Copenhagen for a year as his assistant to help edit work in progress for publication in German. Pauli was taken aback by the offer. I answered with that certainty of which only a young man is capable. I hardly think that the scientific demands which you will make on me will cause me any difficulty, but the learning of a foreign tongue like Danish far exceeds my abilities. I went to Copenhagen in the fall of 1922, where both my contentions were shown to be wrong. It was also, he recognized later, the beginning of a new phase in his life. Aside from helping Bohr, Pauli made a serious effort in Copenhagen to explain the anomalous Zeeman effect, a feature of atomic spectra that the Bohr-Sommerfeld model could not explain. If atoms were exposed to a strong magnetic field, then the resulting atomic spectra contained lines that were split. It was quickly shown by Lorentz that classical physics predicted a splitting of a line into a doublet or a triplet, a phenomenon known as the normal Zeeman effect, which Bohr's atom could not accommodate. Fortunately, Sommerfeld came to the rescue with two new quantum numbers, and the modified quantum atom resolved the problem. It involved a series of new rules governing electrons jumping from one orbit, or energy level, to another based on three quantum numbers, N, K, and M, that described the size of the orbit, the shape of the orbit, and the direction in which the orbit was pointing. But the celebrations were short-lived when it was discovered that the splitting of the red alpha line in the spectrum of hydrogen was smaller than expected. The situation grew worse with the confirmation that some spectral lines actually split up into a quartet or more instead of just two or three lines.